Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. Who better to provide an intelligence update than a man who has devoted his life to the practice and oversight of intelligence? He is Fred Flights, the Senior Vice President of the Center for Security Policy for Policy and Programs, a career intelligence professional with some 20 years of service in the Central Intelligence Agency. As an analyst, he also served as chief of staff to Ambassador John Bolton when he was serving in the State Department, and he has been a member of the professional staff of the House Intelligence Committee, the author of Obama Bomb, a great and growing national security fraud, and a good friend of mine, always welcome here, is Fred Flights. Happy New Year to you again, Fred. Welcome back.
Good to be here, Frank.
So, Fred, all eyes, as we speak, are on what the president is going to do about the Iran deal. By the time this program airs, we may have heard, but I wanted to get one more input from you about the stakes of him deciding to either persist with this, well, I think, national security fraud that the deal can be fixed, and persist in waiving sanctions on the Iranian regime, especially under the circumstances in which we have, an increasing opposition to that regime manifesting itself, which would surely be undercut by such a decision by the president. What are your thoughts on all of this?
Well, Frank, the president has shown remarkable leadership and moral clarity in standing up for the Iranian protesters, something that the American left and European leaders have refused to do. And I think he has to continue to support them by effectively killing this nuclear deal. There's a decision on the 12th on whether to continue to waive sanctions. If he doesn't, the deal is basically killed. On the 15th, he has to recertify Iranian compliance with the deal. I really don't see any other option other than the fact that the deal is a fraud. It doesn't appreciably stop Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons. Iran is allowed to enrich uranium. It will get a reactor that produces plutonium. Verification is very weak. We now know that the billions of sanctions relief that Iran received under this deal have been spent on terrorism, troops in Syria, missiles sent to Yemen that have been used to attack Saudi Arabia and our ships and ships of our allies. It's obscene with these Iranians who were, their lot has been hurt so badly because the leaders have squandered sanctions aid. And the Iranians can't get enough to eat. Some are selling their kidneys because the economy is so awful. And we're thinking of giving Iran sanctions relief, extending sanctions relief. That's what's being proposed in Congress right now. They want to continue sanctions relief, and they are saying that, well, we can fix the agreement. Frank, this agreement can't be fixed. It can't be fixed. It is fundamentally flawed. The only way to fix it would be to stop Iran from enriching uranium and deny it this reactor and very vigorous verification. And that's not on the table for these reforms. It's very, very minor fixes because they don't want to offend the Europeans. And when I say they, I mean H.R. McMaster, Secretary of State Tillerson, Corker, and Cardin in the Senate. And it is an outrage. And my hope the president will not go along with this outrageous plan.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Fred Flights, and I think this is a moment of real truth for this presidency because he had promised to dispense with this agreement. He called it the worst in history. He has made clear his desire to do that. The fact that his National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, and his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, continue to undermine him in this way is outrageous, it seems to me. And as to this Corker-Cardin cabal, these are the guys who, after all, brought us the Obama bomb deal in the first place, in the sense that they engineered a mutation of the Senate's treaty-making role that enabled it to become binding upon the United States. Remind us of what they did in that context, Fred, and tell us a little bit about what they're purporting to do now.
That's exactly right. Senator Corker-Cardin put forward a bill in 2015, the Corker-Cardin Act is another name for it, which escapes me, that would put basically would allow the Iran nuclear agreement to be voted on by Congress with a procedure under which Congress would have to vote to disapprove it, which meant that veto-proof and filibuster-proof majorities had to vote against the agreement. This was convenient for President Obama because a majority of Congress opposed it, but not that many. So basically, these two senators gave President Obama a way to get this terrible deal through, despite the fact that the majority of Congress opposed it. Now, this is a treaty. It should have been voted on by Congress under the constitutional provision that requires treaties to be approved by a two-thirds margin. Instead, it had to be disapproved by a two-thirds margin to stop it. And the Democrats had enough members to filibuster to stop that from happening. Now, there's something in this bill which is really troubling, and that is they want to remove a provision, that's Senators Corker-Cardin, that will require the president to certify Iranian compliance every 90 days. That way, we won't be talking about the deal anymore. It'll fall off the newspapers. And let me add one other thing. There is an alternative. There's the Bolton plan. John Bolton, who has been with the president from day one, has always supported Iran, him on the Iran issue, has a plan. He drafted last August. And my view is, you know, McMaster and Tillerson have been against the president on Iran since the day he came into office. Ambassador Bolton has always been for him, has this fabulous plan to kill the deal. The president should side with a supporter who has a plan to get rid of this deal and make America safe again.
Yeah, and with the Iranian people who ultimately are our best protection against what these mullahs have in mind for us, which they couldn't be more clear about, could they, Fred Flights? They've said it endlessly since 1979, and that is death to America. It's just a travesty that we've done what we have under the Obama administration, and unfortunately, to some extent, even under this one, to perpetuate that danger. Fred, let me turn to one other thing before we have to let you go. I mentioned that you had served on the staff of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Devin Nunes, the chairman of that committee, has been doing, it seems to me, heroic work of late, trying to get to the bottom of this dossier business. We'll be speaking momentarily with Rowan Scarborough, who's been covering this extensively. But what's your take on what's happening with the committee, and particularly this decision by Dianne and Senator Feinstein unilaterally to release transcripts of some witness testimony about it?
Well, starting with Feinstein, she did not break the law, but she did violate the rules of the committee. I don't think members can be prosecuted for that, because the speech and debate clause in the Constitution. But what she did is wrong. Members can unilaterally release protected records and classified information that belong to an intelligence committee. They simply can't do that. She should be kicked off the committee for doing that. It's a very bad precedent. It looks like Nunes has soldiered forward to get information that proves that this dossier was bought and paid for by the Democrats to ruin the Trump campaign and was used to spy on the Trump campaign, to justify FISA wants to go after the Trump campaign. And I think Nunes really has been a fabulous chairman in standing up to the unbelievable efforts by the Democrats to politicize this, to politicize the committee, and to distract the committee from its important work of protecting our nation from foreign threats and making sure our intelligence agencies are as good as they can be. The committee hasn't been able to do that because it has been obsessed with this partisan investigation.
And the worst of it, in a way, Fred, is that beyond what was done seemingly illegally, certainly in a gross abuse of power to spy on the Trump campaign, is what was done with this so-called dodgy dossier to try to destroy the Trump presidency just as it was coming to office. We're a year or so after the revelations of its contents in BuzzFeed. I just wonder what your thoughts are on that aspect of this abuse of intelligence as well.
It's unbelievable that this dossier paid for by the Democrats was spoon-fed to the FBI and to reporters, some of whom were paid by Fusion GPS. This was a hit piece by a organization funded by the Democrats, and we're just now finding out how it really corrupted the Justice Department, the intelligence community, to go after a presidential candidate of another party. And this continued after he was elected. It is such a gross abuse of our democratic system.
It is indeed. Fred, we have to leave it at that for the moment, but I'm sure we will be talking more about it with you. We certainly will be talking momentarily with Rowan Scarborough of the Washington Times about it. In the meantime, my friend, thank you so much for joining us. Have a good weekend, and we will talk with you next week. Next up, as promised, Rowan Scarborough, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.